Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Beverly?
Yes?
Would you please get Jeannie on the phone for me?
No.
Good. Get me a hot towel.
What?
A hot towel. I need a hot towel.
Okay, I'll check on them.
No, they're out there. You don't need to check. They're out there. Artie was selling them like there's no tomorrow. I mean, there must be out there. He wouldn't be in here saying he got hot towels. They must be right out there, very close by. There's hot towels out there. I could tell.
The Don and Mike Show.
They craft their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now listen, there's good news and not so good news.
Really?
Mike has just left because Mike's dying. I'm not sure what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
He's out of here on his way to the hospital, I think. So I hope you feel better, Mike.
Yeah.
But you know what that means?
One.
More time for me to give Gary Shandling a prostate exam. For me to just climb right in there.
Enjoy.
Less time for Mike to talk, and here now is Gary Shandling. Gary, hello.
Don, am I supposed to be to bend over right now? Is that what I just heard?
Well, what it is is. You know, you get this.
I mean, over the phone, you're going to give me an exam?
I am, you know, I'm your
worst. What do you mean it metaphorically?
Yes, I'm your worst nightmare. I'm your worst. I'm the guy.
Trust me. You are not.
I'm the guy that comes up and goes, I seen you when you drove that golf cart on the street on your TV show.
That's nothing.
I seen you on Johnny Carson.
Did Mike get sick when he heard about this interview, or was it prior to this?
We are not sure. And not, Gary Shandling, you know, even your Warren Beatty movies, I go see those. What planet are you from? Where you had the thing in your penis that went bzzz. Oh, Jesus
wow.
Christ! Boy, are you good? Can you
say that on the radio now, huh?
Yeah. Can you tell that I'm a mega fan, and of course, you know,
I appreciate it.
And Larry Sanders. Before we talk about your new movie, will you just tell us, will the company ever release the rest of Larry Sanders?
Yes, here's what I'm in the middle of doing, and I am not kidding. When I heard you play that little clip about the hot towels, I marked it down because I'm in the middle of editing the Larry Sanders episodes to be released in probably November, and I'm in the middle of finishing those with some really great features in which I talk in a very unedited, unprofessional, unaffected way with Sharon Stone and Dave Duchovny and Seinfeld. So I'm really
Putting
those together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, without just boring you to tears about this, your show, the Larry Sanders Show, I mean, it was, you know, fantastic.
November. And I want to say hi to my buddy Bill Isaacson, who's in Washington.
Oh, hi, Bill.
And maybe he's listening to you.
No, well, according to the latest ratings, probably not, but who knows. You know, Mike, the guy who's sick right now, we call his name on the show is Hank. And the reason his name on the show is Hank is that he really, you know, we're two DJs. He bought a restaurant. So when we talk about Mike's restaurant, I play this tape.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And do you know
that, you are a big fan.
Yeah, do you know that there are people, when they want to go to Mike's restaurant, they actually call directory assistance and ask for Hank's Look Around Cafe. They don't get the joke.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, a lot of people didn't see the show, so when the DVDs come out in November, they'll be introduced to them.
Well, anyway.
And they're fantastic.
Huge, huge fan I am, speaking like Yoda. But I accept,
Don. I understand. I mean, the show is fantastic, and I look back at the clips as I'm editing them and the episodes, and they so hold up, and they are. It's something I'm proud of, so I'm glad you're mentioning it.
And if you don't mind, one more thing before the movie. When I was first exposed to you, or, you know, for lack of a better word, when you
during
would go...
During a prostate exam.
Yeah, right. When you would go on Carson, and especially the
here's
first...
something you don't want your doctor to say in the prostate exam. Ready?
But, yeah.
You don't want him to call you by the wrong name. That's insulting. One thing to do it in bed, you know, as a mistake, but when the doctor is giving you the prostate exam and he calls you the wrong name, it's insulting. Okay, go on. When you were introduced, exposed to me.
How big a deal was it? Because it was obvious that Johnny Carson, from the first time you were on, it was like you could tell when Johnny Carson was really laughing at somebody, and it wasn't just that invite you over to the couch thing. It was the
right.
God damn, this guy is funny. You hear comedians talk about that all the time. Seriously, now was that as huge a deal for you as like Jerry Seinfeld said it was for him?
Yeah, you know, in a very human way, If you can imagine yourself or anybody listening who's listening going on the Tonight Show and doing well and having Johnny Carson laugh and them saying, hey, when do you want to come back? And it changed my career, and as a human being, it was a really kind of emotional moment. And, I think we have a piece of that in the DVD, you know, because we're doing the history of how the Sanders Show developed.
Oh, good.
And I've looked at it, and I still kind of get tingles as I look at it. And when I say tingles, I think I mean shingles.
Yeah, well, either way.
I'm not sure if they're tingles. I'm not sure that I have tingles anymore.
Or are you eating Pringles?
It could be any number of things.
And about Larry Sanders, also, how pleased are you that so many members of the cast of that show, like Jeremy Piven has gone on to Entourage, Janine Garofalo has gone on. I mean, you had all these people who, until Larry Sanders...
I think Marilyn Ricegub is on 24.
Chloe.
Yeah, right, Chloe O'Brien,
Sarah
right.
Silverman is gigantic.
Yeah, you got to be proud about that, that there's a percentage of people like myself who go look at Chloe O'Brien and go, hold on, she was the pissed-off secretary sitting outside Hank's office.
Yeah, you know, Don, this is all dealt with on the DVDs.
Okay.
Talk about it intimately, and it's very moving and very real, and then they're also, of course, very funny. So you'll get a good inside look at all that
okay.
stuff.
Well, I look forward to that.
And I am. I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of them. And, you know, I'm proud that I was able to help them and proud that they were around me.
Well, you should be. It's a great show. Now, I know that we don't have you on the phone just so I can rub your prostate. You're at the Voice.
Well, I took some time off and, you know, dabbled in a few things. And then I was at a Laker game because I go to maybe 5 Laker games a year. And I'm sitting there at those floor seats that I don't spend money on, but somebody will give them to me.
Okay.
And Jeffrey Katzenberg, who runs DreamWorks, came up to me at the Laker game and said, I've been looking for an animated voice for you to play, and I think I've got something. And I said, hey, I get out of the way. I'm watching the game. And then I had a meeting with him, and he said, we're going to do this movie, Over the Hedge. And I'm not kidding. He put a puppet on his hand of a turtle and a puppet on his hand of a raccoon. And he started, and I was alone with him in the room, and I got scared because I didn't. And I thought, this is the head of a studio, and I thought it was charming, and I thought he was passionate about it, so I said yes and just dove into this thing, not knowing what this 2 or 3 year process was going to be to make an animated movie.
Now,
I haven't done it.
A lot of the people that do these, I read that like they do it for their kids, and you of course are a famous bachelor. God knows how many love children.
I'm doing it for Jerry's kids.
For Jerry's kids.
I don't have any kids. This is as close as I'll come probably to having kids. But I'm curious to see it with an audience of kids because it is different than, of course, it's so different than the Larry Sanders Show, which is an adult. An adult fashion show.
Well, and I hate to keep going back to it, but you know, what planet are you from? Again, you know, I mean,
I have one kid. I have one child in Somalia. It's 89. He's 89 cents a day, and what a pain in the ass he is. Now it's up to 92 cents.
How much work is involved when you're the voice of a cartoon? Because I think most people imagine you go in, you read off a script for 2 or 3 days, and you're done. Was that it or? More
no, too. And I thought it was just me, and then I heard Bruce Willis talk about this, too. It's a gigantic amount of work. You go in for about 4 hours at a time and scream your lungs out, which you're familiar with because, really, you're doing radio there. So, you know, sometimes, especially if you don't have your partner, you're doing it on your own. There's no other actors. There's somebody there kind of reading the other cartoon voices. But in this case, we were also developing the story and the characters as we went along. So, It took there'd be these 4-hour sessions every few days, and then they would put it together, and you'd come back a few weeks later and redo it. And it takes a long time, and the struggle is trying to understand how to play it, what the energy level is, and, you know, there's a lot of screaming. This turtle screams a lot. I play the turtle, and he screams more than I have since couples therapy. Is that a joke?
Here's the plot they sent us. A very mischievous raccoon and his sensitive best buddy turtle, along with other creatures, resist the evils and temptations of suburbia. Would that be how you would describe
that's
it?
I would. That's how I would describe the Larry Sanders Show. Well, I mean, it's some version of that. Yeah, it's some version of that. And this turtle doesn't. He's the head of the family, which is you know. And he, I think this turtle is kind of sounds like I do right now, actually.
Well, exactly like you do.
Huh?
Well, probably it's your voice exactly like you do.
That was when I saw it. I realized that's the one thing I had in common when I finally saw the movie is that we have the same voice.
I'm all over the place because it's
you're doing great.
Just you.
Because I could have never done what you just did, which was make a good segue from Larry Sanders into doing an animated turtle voice.
Oh, well,
and yet the movie, you know, new experience for me, and the movie really flies along, and I think it's probably very, very, very entertaining, and I mean Steve Carell's in it and he's hilarious,
right.
And it's a challenge.
Shatter.
I mean, it's not me being funny in exactly the way that I am, and I play some emotional arc, believe it or not. And I don't know, it's the real test will be when other turtles see them.
Do you really
guys? We got to wrap this.
Oh, okay. Do you really obsess about your hair? Because Rob told me when he picked up the phone that you were saying to someone something about, yeah, you like that guy's hair or you didn't like the... Do you really obsess about your hair?
No, I think that, to be honest, I think that's sort of the old act.
Okay. All right. Well, then, Rob, were you lying to me when you said that?
What did I say exactly? I'll honest to whatever I said.
Rob, what did you say that Gary Shandling said when you picked up the phone right before he came on the air?
The first thing I heard when he was coming to the phone was something about some guy's hair.
It doesn't.
Thanks, ass. Not you, Gary.
I mean, I got a new haircut yesterday, 2 days ago, and we were talking about people's haircut, but I don't remember today talking about.
Okay, no wonder. He's just.
But I'm not dodging it. I mean, I think.
No, Rob's just a big liar.
I think a haircut makes me. Well, I wouldn't be. Let's put it this way. If I'm obsessing about how my hair looks and I'm on the radio, I got a problem.
Okay, there you go. Gary, I heard the guy say you got to go. The movie is called, everybody knows this, Over the Hedge, opens tomorrow
and
nationwide.
The DVDs come out in November. But, Don, I can tell you're a fan, and I accept it and really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary. And really, I know you don't do this, but anytime you'd really would just love the pleasure of being...
I'll talk to you again when the DVDs come out, buddy.
Oh, yeah, because I'll give you a verbal hand job.
A verbal prostate.
That's not too gay, is it? The great Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah.
Big fan. The movie Over the Hedge opens tomorrow. Thank you for your time, Gary.
Bye, you guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow.
You just barely saved your ass on that one.
Yeah, but I almost messed it up with the hair thing. I love walking the line. I'm like Johnny Cash.
You and Johnny Cash.
That was cool.
You and Joaquin Phoenix. Well, that was Gary Shandling.
Yes.
That was good. He's
that
good.
Was very cool.
That was good. Boy, and I'm all discombobulated because, and thank you to Gary Shandling. And, of course, you big dummy would have been better to have him on a half an hour ago.
Sure.
Right when we got, when we were filling in between the Larry King and Buzz thinks that the homeless lady is a bitch and a C, and I heard you drop the C word again outside during the last commercial break.
Well, I was asked to repeat it, so I did. I answer requests.
And at one point, like kiddingly, because everybody was just stopped. Buzz was stopped because, you know, it's like we're pounding Buzz on saying bitch and the C word. Rob is back there because he's been verbally beaten up because Gary Shandling's not on the phone.
Right.
And Mike was just pretty much giving me a look like, which is why at that point, you might have remembered, am I the only one trying? Well... when we went to break, you know, Mike said, I got the answer. Don, am I go to break? Mike looked at me and said, I am so sick. I got to go right now.
Yeah, he was hurt.
And I think he was like, he's going to the hospital or?
He just said he felt really bad. He thought he was going to pass out and he had to go.
So, you know, gosh, I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Because when you're about to pass out and you get behind the wheel of a car,
yeah.
That can be tricky.
Yeah, this is not a radio gag.
Right.
You know, and Mike, if you're out there listening, if you wanted to cut out early today to drink or go off or whatever, all you have to do is just ask.
Just say so.
Just ask. But we hope Mike is doing okay.
Yeah.
And he said, don't make a big deal about it. And I don't want to make a big deal about it. It's weird if we go to break and Mike is here and then we come back and especially Gary Shandling is on the phone and Mike's gone.
Well, I think he's been replaced.
At first, I thought Mike was going to be doing an impression of Gary Shandling when I saw he wasn't in the studio. studio.
Oh, I know Mike would be upset, but hopefully he's in a hospital now. He won't hear this. Oh, so nice to speak to him without being interrupted. Because, you know, there are only a few people that I'm really like that.
You're crazy about Gary Shandling.
And, you know, like...
Rightly so.
Him, Batman.
Right.
Albert Brooks, yeah. You know, it's a very small club. I mean, we got a guy like Bob Barker on the show. Yeah, Madden. Oh my God.
Sure, there's another.
Are you kidding? Rob just gave me the best one. Sometimes I really say to Mike, "Listen, what a dick I am." When we have John Madden on the show,
mm-hmm.
I'll say to Mike before we go on the air, before the break, I'll say, "All right, now you know Madden's in this break." Mike will go, "Yeah." I'll say, "You can just sit back." Now, if I'm Mike. I'm pissed at me, because, like what is my chopped liver?
Right.
No, of course not. It's
the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's yin and yang. I understand it's me and it's him, but it's like on some things, like with Madden, it's like I feel like Mike is monopolizing, and it's just my insecurity, the only chance that I have to speak to someone who I really,
right.
really admire.
Right.
And what I've realized now is without Mike here, like for the yin and the yang, uh-huh. what I really was just like a queer stalker to Gary Shandling.
I think he enjoyed it.
He must have hung up the phone at some point. I got one out there who probably would come to my house and rape me if he got a chance. Think he's obsessed? Knows every episode of the show by heart. God, I wish the other guy would have been there.
I think he appreciated it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Sure was hocking that movie, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's doing, yeah.
That's what he's doing. Okay. So that's Gary Shandling, and thank you. And Mike O'Meara, wherever you are, hope you feel better.
Get well.
And Buzz?
Yes.
You are a bitch.
Yes, sometime. Apparently today, yes.
This bulletin just in. Buzz, still a bitch. Well, Robbie, let's see.
Yeah?
The brand new game?
Yeah.
That's going to be postponed until tomorrow.
At least we can play the music.
Here's what that will sound like.
We've got a brand new game for you that involves not only modern technology,
right.
but actual athletic ability.
That's why I thought of it.
Cool.
What?
That's why I wanted to design a game with athletic ability.
Rob loves sports.
But we just don't have time today, because we'll get all backed up on commercials. So when we come back,
mm-hmm.
what am I concerned about? You know. Hell, I talk it to myself in the car on the way home. I mean,
you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we have no problem filling up the time
no.
on the show. Yes, and I see everybody's calling, so we can do that.
What could
too.
That be about?
Oh, we've not looked at the pictures of Christine Aguilera yet. Real fast, let's go to the website, please.
Yes,
hi, Don and Mike Show.
With
hello.
Pleasure.
Hey, nothing against your show, but isn't it inversely proportional to the amount of media that someone like Gary Shandling does on a movie to the quality of that movie?
I get what you're saying.
The more
positive.
I'm just, again, nothing against you, but if he's dipping all the way down to doing talk radio,
not,
that's a bad sign.
Hey, I want to say something to you. It starts with F and it ends with K, and the word is fire truck. Okay? Because you're a fire truck head.
Thank you.
The answer is, of course, you're right. Thank you for calling. let's see. On our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
How about that?
Now, I want to tell you,
mm-hmm.
if you go to our website, these are pictures from the new GQ, and it is Christine Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christine Aguilera that I remember is the chick that was in I'm the Genie in the Bottle,
right.
Baby,
right.
which was just kind of skinny, kind of Avril Lavigne, although pretty,
yes.
but kind of like a Gwen Stefani.
A little dirty.
Yeah, kind of not real clean.
Like that.
Well, I mean to tell you, not only in these photos on our website, okay. courtesy of GQ, is she clean.
Right.
She's had maybe the world's best boob job.
It looks like.
Unlike that junkette that Joshua Tree touched and said that they felt like cement, I bet hers are just as soft as a, you know that I got a squeeze ball for tension.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I bet they are just as soft as my tension squeeze ball.
Yeah, I bet. I'd like to try.
These are some sweet, sweet pictures.
They sure are. They're nice.
Of Christine Aguilera. And there is, you know, it's almost like McPhee on American Idol. Mm-hmm. There's just enough nippleage there that you can say, oh, look at her.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's tasteful nudity.
That's right.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hard getting my work done today with those.
And there she is, as I call her, in the mic position.
Face down.
Oh.
Face down, ass up.
FDAU.
Christina Aguilera. That's on our webpage today. If you want to see a picture, we'll break and we'll come right back. Everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.